Christ or something.
About Jesus.
All right, we're rolling whenever you're ready.
All right. Oh, man, y'all funny. Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast with Tumbo and May and Larry and Carrie. This time she's on her way.
So we hope we get her this evening.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to say that with a question mark. Maybe.
Gotta don't be putting my name with a question mark, bro. Don't do that.
Oh, no, not you, but her maybe. Oh, man, you know. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, everybody?
Life is good. I woke up to see another day.
Yeah, all praises due to Allah.
I've been doing good, though, man.
You've been doing good? Yeah, you've been doing good.
I've been doing good. Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Proud of you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I want to say it, but you know, I ain't going to say it. But I'm proud of you, bro.
Say what?
I ain't going to say what we were talking about earlier.
Man, you might as well.
But it made me feel special, though. It made me, because she came to me and was like, hey, you know.
That show, Women Do Got the Worst Game. That was the worst way to address that situation ever.
But that's my nigga. I'm going to teach her how to spit game at niggas.
You said she, like, legal.
He but I don't know why you say that.
Yeah, no, my dog. She? Like, she's 25.
Yeah, something like that.
She's delicious. She's delicious.
I mean, you know, she may have never had to spit no game before.
No, she's beautiful. Like, on some real shit, she's beautiful.
No, I get that, but that
no condom mean... beautiful.
Everything is no condom beautiful. For
no,
you.
No. No, it's not. I wear some condoms. Not a lot of condoms, but some condoms.
If that is your bar, maybe you shouldn't enter.
Yes, but, you know. What else I was gonna say? But yeah, you been on the road. Like, how did that make you feel?
Man, like Superman. Superman. You know, as a man, top of the world.
Like, so females need to start giving niggas more compliments and more requests. Yes.
Ask niggas for dick pics. Even if you don't want them, just ask. Oh, it'll do a ton for his confidence. He'll be okay.
I should want to see the dick.
There you go.
Yeah, no thank you. That's all I got for you.
Just to, you know, boost a man's confidence.
Yeah, no thank you. I went through that phase in my life and no.
I want to see ankles. Like, show me some ankles.
That's not surprising. You like something juicy.
Yeah, I want some ankles, like big juicy diabetic ankles, like diabetes ankles.
You like that?
I like big girls, man, you know.
He like it when it's glistening.
Ooh. Like a big old ham hock. Uh-huh. Delicious.
I'm not fooling with y'all.
They don't like grease. This. They don't have to put grease on. They got to put some coconut oil.
Nice and shiny.
Ooh, it'd be shiny. Then it'd be like too shiny. But if I bite it, I could still bite it because it's coconut oil and it won't mess. It's good for me at the same time.
You could lick and eat coconut oil like that?
Yes. You can ingest coconut oil.
Okay.
Put on the booty cheeks and all that.
You can ingest like vegetable oil, canola oil too.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
Yes.
But you can though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And stuff. So, you know. But before we do the intros, you know, we'll do the intros. But I'm trying to stall and wait for Carrie.
Nah, I think you should just go ahead because I feel color like
people time.
She don't light skin color people time.
That's the worst.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
Y'all missed the pretty girl rock time too. That adds an additional
pretty
20.
Girl rock time.
Is she a girl? So it's even worse. Yeah, worse.
She gonna pull up at 9:30.
But where's y'all at? Oh man! But you know, to my left, ooh, that was slobbing.
I know I'm juicy.
My mouth is juicy as hell. My mouth is juicy as hell. To the left of me, I have Larry. Wait, you introduce yourself. Go ahead, sir.
I'm thinking, I'm cool. This is Larry from Connecticut.
A.K.A.?
A.K.A. Shit, I don't know.
These girls want to see the Willie. A.K.A.
They definitely do. They definitely do. I'm going to actually write a book called From Simps to Pimps. And I'm going to give a lot of dudes game.
Man, I'm telling you, two books coming from this podcast, Tubulations 101, From Simps to Pimps.
There you go.
103.
There you go.
You know?
Yep, that's all but I got for you.
AKA, go ahead. I know you got two more AKAs in you.
Let's see, AKA, shit, I don't know, man.
I love Jesus.
That can be one of them.
Yeah.
See, he put that trying to be funny. He gonna get a white dude saying that junk too.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, you love Jesus.
I do.
Nothing's wrong with that.
I know.
No, it is a lot wrong with that.
No, it ain't, man.
It is.
We ain't gonna even get into that.
But yeah, we're not gonna get into that today, but whatever. Whatever.
Man, you sense that's hostility. You see that venom in him?
It ain't no venom. It's just a bunch of horseshit.
What did Christ do to you?
He didn't do nothing to me
because
he doesn't exist.
Oh, my goodness.
It saved my people, but other than that, But we ain't going to go on our Kyrie Irving rant.
So.
We're not going to do the Kyrie Irving because we ain't trying to get canceled before because the Jew probably owned this building.
Oh, you already messed up. Yeah. You already jacked it up.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, don't cancel us.
We was doing okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, fuck.
Hold on, wait. Carrie going to have to break out those knee pads, especially since she was the last one to arrive, to save that one.
For real.
Oh yeah, to the upper left of me, Miss May.
You just made me sound like a titty. To the upper left of me, it's Miss May. Hold on, wait. I'm mad you putting out my private name.
What you mean?
Messing up. See?
Right.
He's messing up.
Right.
He tell me do all these AKAs slip up with my real junk. You see, he messing up, y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
He giving up the private name and everything. Uh-huh. He can't just leave it at maybe.
You know, no. The reason why I'm doing this because it's been so long since we did a show.
Excuse you.
So I'm used to saying that.
And you know what? That's the reason why I am so happy that we are all back together, able to love on each other and appreciate each other.
Yeah, the first episode we all was together today since, you know, somebody want to go to jail all the time. But, you know.
We just need to do a whole, GoFundMe.
Welcome back.
Hey.
You want to play it again? Should I play it again?
Yeah,
no, play it again.
Look who made it.
You can't hear it, but we playing Welcome Back.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, gorgeous.
I miss you guys.
You might have to suck a Jew dick now.
I have to suck a Jew dick?
Mm-hmm. You were the last to arrive.
Somebody got to do it.
I can't do it. Yeah. I'm straight.
You became the sacrificial lamb.
About that, because I cannot, okay? I'm so sorry.
Talk to God. What are you going to talk to him for? What? What are you going to talk to him?
Only he can make it happen, because I can't.
Why? It's just open your mouth. Just, you know, that's what I heard.
Hold on, wait. I'll get you some dental dam and some special lip
gloss. I got some deep throat spray. Don't ask me why do I have it.
No. What Deborah Cox say? No. I ain't going to be able to do that one. I am so sorry.
Mm-hmm. So you want to help the team? See, you selfish. See, just like a black woman, selfish. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that. Whatever you want to say.
Well, we're just getting an intro into it, you know. Nothing special.
Okay.
We're talking about toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity. That was some shit made up by a beta male-ass type of nigga.
No, it's good.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. Look at my face.
You defined it perfectly, though. It was made up by some beta males.
No, it wasn't made up by no males. It was made up by women. And then the males was followed.
It was made up by some betas.
Beta?
Betas.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think it's made up by some white women.
Nah, man. Women love toxic men when it comes
to Yeah, but you know, women don't know what the fuck they want. They'll say they want somebody to be nice and stuff, and then next you know they fucking a nigga.
What is wrong with women who say that, though? Like,
they saying it, but they don't mean it.
I love a toxic nigga. Like, you do? I don't want to wake up with that musty-ass energy on me every morning.
But you need it in the world.
You low-key do, though.
No, I don't.
A man that's a man. Oh, yeah.
Like, we can get into it a couple of times, but you know, when it becomes toxic.
What is toxic? Then we start to say.
What is toxic, then?
What is toxic?
What is the definition? If we let that go because she want to snap our neck.
In my opinion, when you know better and you won't do better.
Oh, that's just a dumb nigga.
Yeah. All right, the umbrella term toxic masculinity. What is that? Like, you know,
I'm waiting for y'all to tell me.
I don't think it exists.
It's, I don't know the definition of it.
Because for me, toxic masculinity ain't nothing like what y'all talking about. For me, toxic masculinity is when you see the generational gap of, okay, you actually learned manners and how to conduct yourself in public and how to treat another person and how to treat another woman and how to treat elders and things like that. I feel like it's lost lessons.
Okay.
But so with that being said, it's not just on one side, or it's on both sides. Just because they just want to keep teaching those generational things, which end up being generational curses, and people get stuck in their minds and never make it off the porch.
I'm going to call you
That's what I think.
Definitely. Everything going to be a balance. It's both sides. The balance stuff.
No, seriously, though.
I think, like, it's the ladies'
fault. I feel like just like it's toxic masculinity in a sense of the word, it's also such thing as toxic femininity, too. Mm-hmm. Like,
what's that?
That's real, though.
Like, chicks be
on
some...
One's real and the other one's fake?
Yeah.
Some real
no.
ill.
No, it really is, though.
Yeah, oh, no. We're not going to do that.
I might agree with you now.
Why? Because you both have penises?
No, listen. Is toxic femininity...
Yeah.
I'm tearing that word up.
I can't say that word. I ain't about to.
Femininity. The reason why it's toxic because they try to replicate what males do. So that's the reason why it's toxic.
And I agree. I totally agree on that.
Make the situation toxic.
I want to be soft.
Yeah.
Oh,
you should hear me, my girl, Greedo, at it. Like, she beat her. We in the total opposite. It's delicious.
I hate being a real nigga. It's draining.
Agreed.
Because your body ain't meant for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want a nigga to come take the lead.
There you go.
But this one female, I was talking about this one female who got like a deep voice. So she did a year as a male and she ended up killing herself.
Bro, what?
A year as a male? What
yeah,
you mean?
She transitioned to a man. But she had a vagina, but she was acting like she was a dude. Just to see what dudes go through, and she ended up killing herself because it was too hard.
Yeah.
And she wrote a book about it. Talk about it's really hard. Like, niggas go through
it's
this.
It's hard for a man out here.
Like, what the fuck? She said females
are
evil.
It's hard for a person out here.
But no, she's talking about
it's
men.
It's hard for a man.
She just said man. And she said it's harder for minorities, even worse. Black males get it worse than even white males. And white males get it bad, too.
Now, mind you, I don't disagree with that statement, but it's hard out here for everybody.
See, okay, Avatar.
It is, but...
No, it's not. No.
No, I'm saying it is, but no, it's a levels, though.
I agree that there are levels.
Yeah, like they level Olive fucked Garden. Up ain't our level of fucked up.
Yeah,
you know
like Olive Garden. It's a mid-tier.
Yeah.
Boo, keep taking y'all basic bitches there. Anyway.
I like tomato, Olive tomato. I like Olive Garden.
Yeah, no.
Thank you. Thank you.
But we need it. We need toxic masculinity. My
yes,
girl
we do.
So what is toxic masculinity?
I don't think
you?
It exists.
When you call the police.
When you call the police?
When you call the police. When a robber, when somebody come break in your house.
Go deeper.
And you can't handle the situation, you call a toxic man to handle it.
There you go.
The police.
Uh-huh. That violence.
Or when you call your husband because something happened to you, you call your husband to handle something.
Yeah, or you call your brothers, hey man.
Or your daddy. Like,
there you go.
Come handle this. That's toxic masculinity.
How?
Well, it's what they call toxic, but that's just being a man. That's just being a man.
No, if you just get to calling the family members, it's over with. That's just like if you call the police on me, like, it's over with.
Like, my girl called me, hey, baby, something happened, boom, 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 I need you, I'm turning up.
Yeah.
And me and her had this thing. I told her, I said, this is one thing never to do. If me and you out and we get into an altercation with somebody else, do not grab me. Just leave. Walk away. Don't grab me. Because I might swing on you.
No, for real.
I might headbutt
you.
Because if you grab me,
because
you restraining me and get me knocked the fuck out and be a world star, then I'm going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Then we got to throw something. Now you got to give me a fade.
I'm about to say something, but it's almost like I got Napoleon's complex. And in saying that, that's some toxic masculinity type shit. But yeah, I don't like that. Please don't restrain me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't fuck you over restrain me.
He's gonna get the other person. He's gonna get you fucked up.
He's gonna get your ass worked out like a 9 to 5, and I promise you, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What's been up?
Man, so of course, big news on the block. Everybody keep talking about this takeoff.
Oh.
Don't even speak that into my life. Did you, did you see my face on you? Like, I just made me feel
you said
I wanna
big
play.
News. I was like, oh, you pregnant?
Mm-mm. Anyways, the takeoff incident. This man said I'm pregnant. Like, how y'all feel about it as far as who the camps or the people who are responsible for this man's killing is?
Niggas get shot every
dumb,
day,
dumb nigga activities. That's all it is. What niggas the boondocks talked about, nigga
niggas,
moments.
Niggas exactly. get shot every day.
Exactly. And that's one of those, it knows sad. No level.
I was more sad that they took pictures of it. Like,
yeah, like that was just greasy as hell.
Like the mama, but other than that, I really don't give a fuck.
You can't be surprised by the pictures, though.
Like, I don't care, like.
I get what you mean.
Like, it ain't no.
Yeah. I get what you mean.
Personal impact on your life. Yeah, I get really it.
I mean, I'm not surprised on some for real stuff. Remember how Kevin Samuels' mother found out they died? The social media is a piece of shit.
I was more sad Kevin Samuels died.
I
shed a tear. I ain't gonna lie. I shed a tear.
Kobe and Kevin Samuels actually.
Kobe, I shed two tears. Yeah. And Aaliyah.
I wasn't sad about Kobe. I'm sorry. Because that was just some dumbass shit. I'm sorry. I love him to death.
And that was right after the podcast, too, when I found that. I was coming home.
My whole heart, I love him.
Yeah.
But that was some dumb
shit. What
was
dumb? What was.
If your pilot tells you that the visibility is bad and you don't make him drop down to go park somewhere until you can blow over, you so worried about getting to a practice. If you miss it, you miss it. But now you missing it forever.
But look, like you said, if the visibility is bad, he ain't hit nothing. He ain't like hitting nothing in the sky.
He did hit something.
He hit the shit out of something. That's how the fuck he died.
I thought the plane just went down.
No. he ran into one of the motherfucking mountains out there. Down goes Frazier.
And I thought I was under a rock for living.
No, he was a phenomenal player, but I just.
Phenomenal. And he was top five. Phenomenal. Only King James.
He is a real nigga.
King James.
What Kobe represent is what they try to say is toxic masculinity. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A man on his purpose that's goal oriented, that's. They don't take nothing.
I got a question.
Oh, that's toxic. You can't be like that.
Could you be with a dude with a purpose?
Could I be with a dude? I would prefer to.
Like, I'm talking about like a real purpose, like Tom Brady.
They go, yeah.
Kobe call Bryant. It
that would be my job to support him in his dream. If you gonna carry us, then motherfucker, I'm gonna help you.
Exactly.
A lot of girls say
are
that.
Are you the cash cow? You got this? We've devised a plan.
A lot of people say that. It was like, I want to be with a dude with a purpose. Do you know what it takes to be with a nigga with a purpose?
And no, that means his
purpose is going to be his purpose. Fuck
yeah,
you.
It's going to be, yeah.
Like, my purpose is worth more than you. My purpose is over
the priority.
Your,
it's over. See, I got to work on my words.
It depends, though, because some niggas
it's worth more than you.
Reach they. Maximum potential and then leave your ass behind. So I get it as far as could you be with a nigga with a purpose or with a man with a purpose. In that aspect, a lot of women don't want to build men up for them to run off, put all that time invested in emotional, you know.
But I think, like, this girl said this on TikTok. See, I be watching TikTok for her.
Oh, my goodness.
No, she was like,
I just love your voice.
She was like,
oh, my goodness.
She was like, she helped build a nigga. This other girl, combatives, white girl. That's the only time I agree with white people sometimes. That white lady. Like, we got to protect her. I forgot her name.
Mm-mm.
She was like, man, nigga, he would have been rich regardless if you was there or not. Like, stop thinking you built the nigga. Like, build the bear. Like, you didn't build shit.
Yeah. No, some women like to take more credit than they do.
Yeah, because you suck the dick.
Like,
I could pay for that. $40.
I'm dead. It takes more than love.
Please preach. Please preach.
Yeah, we was talking about that too. Like, I was talking to one of my friends, and we were saying, like, you know, how we wanted to be when we eventually got married and stuff. And she was saying, I want to be in love with my husband. I want to be in love with my husband. And although that's a very good, you know,
she should be
thing. Yeah, I would prefer it. However, love is not enough.
She should be in love with him, but he should like her.
He should love her, but like her.
No. He should just like her, not love her. Because, you know, we get weak when we start loving.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's not going to work any other way.
What do you mean?
Not going to be like, it's always going to be somebody who feels a little more strongly than the other about, you know.
Right. She should feel more strongly than him.
Okay.
She should be in love with him. But he should love her. But he should
like her more than love.
Because if a dude don't like you, the love don't mean nothing. He not gonna want to spend time. He don't like you. He don't like being around you. So it's more important to have a man that likes you than rather, you know, you could love somebody. And don't,
like, for example, I love Donisha. I love her. But I don't like her ass. I don't want to be around her.
Understood, like a mother.
Yeah, a lot of people, you ain't got nobody in the family. Yeah, you love that nigga, but man, you don't like him. You ain't trying to be around him.
Like Deliciousness, you know? I like her way more than I love her.
I get what you're saying.
I want to be around her. I want to do stuff with her. Yeah. I think about her needs.
You think about her knees?
Needs them too. Them too.
You look behind her kneecap.
Should I make sure she bounce her dick right? But
you look behind her kneecap.
Yeah. No. Oh yeah. I be looking at her underarms and all that shit.
My niggas don't lick kneecaps no more. What happened?
See? The back part, the verse part.
The back of the knee.
Yeah. Next to that calf.
I want to squirm like a fish.
I love the back of the knee meat.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. We should have a hot spice
and
conversation.
And the
right above the
we
knee.
Do that next episode.
You said what?
Oh, she said hot spice conversation.
Hot spots.
Oh, I thought you said hot spice. My bad.
All right. I got the spice.
Ooh.
Yeah, Andrew. Silence.
I'm like getting my booty cheeks rubbed on.
Yeah, man, you tripping.
You don't like getting your booty cheeks rubbed? No, oh, we're going to say that for next episode. Okay, my bad.
You tripping.
Yeah, I like my Xbox. I treat it with the utmost care. Mm-hmm. The house is burning up. I'm grabbing my Xbox. For sure.
Fuck a kid.
Man, hey, fuck them kids. Them niggas can walk. Them niggas know how to get the fuck out.
They gonna end up taking your kids to where they go hear this.
They're gonna be at that nigga fucking job in the morning. Like, sir, we heard that.
They know what's cracking. My daughter knows survival of the fittest over here, B. She's strong. She's strong like warrior. She been through training camp. She good. Survival of the fittest. You better get the fuck up. Now, if you asleep, then I'll grab you. Yeah. But if your ass up, you better, nigga, haul ass.
Hold on, wait. You see me running. You staying still. That's your fault.
Right. Mm-hmm. Need a chest, nigga. Need a chest. Or you fucked.
I agree with that, though. If you see somebody running and you don't run,
that's your ass.
Right. Or something, right. Who can you blame? I'm just being real. Who can you blame instead of yourself?
Exactly.
Like, you know, I see them niggas running.
Like, oh, what's going on back there?
My head okay, go find out.
I'm gone. I don't got to see nothing. I see somebody running, I'm gone.
True.
Even if they is chasing after a kid, it's like, hold on, wait, what's the kid running away from?
I find out why they is running after the fact.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't with y'all tonight. I can't. I need you to come back, Tumbo.
No, I was thinking about getting my balls licked.
I know. Come on, I seen it all over your face.
So, since I've been gone, what's been going on here?
A lot of stuff. What you mean here? Like, me here?
Yes.
What you mean? Nothing. Like, shit. No, we've been chilling.
I haven't met Lady Love yet.
You know.
Oh, shit.
You missed that meeting.
Yeah, you missed that.
Yeah.
Now we coming down.
She's like a fun girl.
She's straight. She all right. She all right. She a little goofy, but, you know.
I like her.
I can clean all that up.
Trust me.
She a little goofy. She a girl. But, you know.
What the fuck does that mean?
She a girl.
So girls are goofy?
Yeah.
Is we lying?
No, y'all, like, the stuff, like, on some real, like,
I look at the pot call and the kettle black, but like, I'm just
No, to be honest with you, on some real shit, she cool. I like how she got a different beliefs than me.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like, some of the shit she believe in.
Like what?
Like.
God.
No, she don't believe in God, sort of. Just like Roe v. Wade, and she believed,
okay.
Like the child support, like, you know, different stuff like that.
Okay.
Her different beliefs.
Okay.
I'm pro life. She pro choice, all that goofy stuff.
Okay,
but I'm not really pro choice. I really don't give a fuck. But if I had a choice, I'm pro choice. Like, damn, don't kill a little nigga.
Yeah, I got you. I think the majority of dudes feel that way. It's like they don't care, but if they had to make the choice, they'd be like,
I really don't give a fuck.
Let that little nigga come out.
Terrible. I'm pro choice when rape, incest, other dumb shit. I'm not pro-choice when
you women's health issues, stuff like that. Yeah, but just to be talking cool, about you finna abort a baby because you fucked up, like, no. If that plan B don't work, hell, that was a poor choice that you made, and do better next time. Right. See you in 9 months.
Yeah.
I hate a bitch that feel like she can just go lay down on the table like, what? Yeah. Why?
So I'm going to say this just because...
You the balance? Come on, Avatar.
No.
Let's go, Avatar.
It's one of those, just leave it alone. If that's what they want to do, I'd rather them come up with that $600 than to keep taking all my tax
money. But my thing is, when the daddy want to abort the kid, I want that same energy.
Yeah.
That's my, now if it was, if I could say like, hey, fuck that kid, no child support, I'm cool.
Then yeah, why can't we abandon the kid?
Right. Why can't we abandon the kid?
If y'all can abort him, we can abandon him.
I like how y'all said that. That's like, that doesn't already happen.
No, but you can go to jail for that shit, though. You can get child support. Lock your ass up.
No, for real.
No, it's possible, yes. How often is it happening?
Very, very a lot.
No, it's becoming more prevalent.
They do that shit to the bad baby daddies get free. The good baby daddies go get child support.
Man, no cap. No fucking cap. I ain't gonna hold you.
But again...
Or hold your baby against you. Won't let you see one baby.
I just think you gotta be more balanced.
Won't let you see one baby, but let you see the other baby. What type of shit is that?
Yeah.
It's to the point where my girl only think I got 3 kids, nigga. That bad. She was like, nigga, did you got 3 kids? I was like, yeah, I think. Making me doubt it. Like, shit, do I?
Yeah. That goes back to dealing with basic bitches. That's why you have those types of problems.
You don't know. Mm-mm. It's not even the basic bitches. Bitches be touchy. Bitches be touchy. Like,
hold on, wait.
On some basic
you was
shit.
Thinking with your dick. Y'all basic too.
No,
but we are though.
Thank you.
No, like, I didn't think.
Yeah, you didn't think. That was the problem.
I didn't think, like, y'all say, tell me the truth, be honest, be upfront with me. You do it, now you mad.
That's because you have been dealing with people that like to live in a lie.
That's every other female. That's
99.8%
female.
No, it ain't. Female. I always be off some shit. Like, just keep it
100
with me.
Because y'all not the exception to the rule. Don't make the rule not exist.
Hold on, wait. You just created that rule out your ass. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Girl. But it happens both ways.
What you mean?
Period.
What you mean?
Hold on, wait. Just like you trying to say, oh, women, it's women. They're crazy. They
are.
And men are too.
It is.
Hold on, wait.
Because don't play with me, bitch. For real.
Perfect example. This nigga crazy as shit.
And she done dealt with some crazy ass niggas.
But who choice is that?
Hold on, wait. It was both of theirs.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Each other. We was the same type of motherfucker. It was inevitable.
Ding motherfucking bang. Each person made the choice. Stop trying to tap men out for shit like they wasn't even there to begin with. Man, no, y'all motherfuckers be there and y'all be... Ooh, I was thinking with my dick. Just admit it. It's okay.
I don't understand how a nigga just be busting. Like, how do your pullout game just be that fucking weak? Like, I'm just not about to let him.
Because that pussy is that motherfucking
weak. My shit is garbage.
Bitch.
Garbage. And that's true.
What we not gonna do is what we not gonna do.
Yeah, it does. And girl, I think it's bullshit. Like, that. I can't help it.
It got a
how the fuck you gonna fuck with that bitch? That bitch don't even... My dick just told me to do it.
And once it started thinking,
have self-control. Okay, motherfucker, when you have your period, you be all, oh, it hurt. Have self-control.
How the fuck do you even compare those two? You
Because it's the same thing.
You actually can control it if you live a healthy lifestyle because...
No, I ain't talking about the healthy lifestyle. I'm talking about like...
When you cramping, like, you can't control your...
Like, you know, when you cramping, I understand.
Yeah,
like,
mood swings,
I understand that.
That's how a man gets.
I can't control that. Did you miss the part she said
you can control it? So on our side, fuck y'all bullshit. It can't be controlled on our side.
Right.
But how many people can't control?
How many people can control it?
I'm not snatching out no dumbass statistics from your ass.
How many? Let's say 10 people. How many of them can control it?
I'm not snatching out no dumbass statistics from
Let's
your ass.
Let's count the midget. We got to put the midgets involved. So one person is a midget.
Mm-mm. I mean, hold on, wait. So Bill Gates cheated on his woman.
And that makes him a nerd.
I'm just saying. That's letting you know. He's smart as can be.
A nigga that got shit to his name would cheat on a motherfucker. Come on now.
And how the fuck does that make it right?
He didn't give a fuck when he did that. At the end of the day, he had a but check, no, but if you said, leave, you leave.
No, he did care. It's just when your dick is thinking for you, it's like a bull seeing red.
Like, you can't help it.
So if I'm going to sleep and follow a nigga dick, I could just be like, my pussy
is dark. No, that's different. Y'all wired
different. Girls not like that.
Y'all not like that.
Why we not?
Y'all not built like that.
Why we ain't different? We men and girls.
Pause. Please.
Why we not?
Wait. We got to go. Huh. Ooh, we gonna eat this. Ooh, we gonna do another part to this episode. That was some bullshit.
Nah, men can't control
definitely
it,
some bullshit.
But on this episode, we talked about toxic masculinity and toxic femininity.
Just say titties. Just say titties.
Then we get into some real hard, that real good shit. Girls try to be like us, but can't be like us, but want to use an excuse to be like us.
I don't want to be like you.
I definitely don't.
I just want to remind you that if I have to, it can get like that.
But we, but
it can't
y'all
be two of us. Damn. Oh, man.
Wait till the next episode. We going in on that shit. All right, bye, y'all.
Holla.
We going to run this back.